Alright, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Life Day 2022. We're going to be continuing our, I guess you can kind of call it a heist, of the storage unit, the high security storage unit, medium security storage unit, which is currently under lockdown due to A, a Sarlacc threat, and B, Imperial presence soon to be on site. So, does anybody remember what happened yesterday?
Either threats are not Doc Ragbowsy's fault. Just to be clear.
Oh, wait! I was like, the Sarlacc definitely is, but then I was like, oh no, wait.
Jar Jar tried to get in an arm wrestling match with a robot. And he won.
Yeah, he did.
Kevin Costner continued to hack the planet.
Yeah.
Because they're trashing.
That's true. What did Doc says? Do you remember what information you acquired last night?
I know where the McAllisters could be.
That's true. That is New true. York? Who knows? Yeah. It's new Schlork.
Screw Gus, we have the information. Let's go.
Gus can wait.
Oh, we rolling Destiny?
No, Adam, we're going to play the game without a Destiny pool.
We get to reset.
No, it shouldn't have to reset. I already had it reset before y'all showed up.
Oh, no, I meant like when we ended yesterday, it was 2 light, 5 dark. So.
Oh, yeah. Dang, I probably should have kept
Well, there, that, I huh? gave you one back, so okay. You can't.
A single light side. So we are, our dice pool is 3 light side, 2 dark. This is the first time in a long time where everyone's only gotten a single result.
Wait, what did, okay. Black, white.
Mine and John's are above your bullshit you rolled.
Mm-hmm.
White.
Whatever
white.
The hell you were rolling. Adam, just look at your character sheet. It literally tells you in the middle of your character sheet.
Yeah, but I don't trust that.
Oh. My God.
2. Okay, I guess that's.
Just for that, you guys, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to adjust.
Hang on, I want to recount.
There we go. This is due to Adam's foolishness.
What?
I'm kidding. All right, 2 light side, 3 dark side. I believe we ended with this droid making its way towards Char Char to attack.
Yes.
The last security droid, except for... The second security droid. Lou fled before the droid escaped his confines and is hiding near the elevator.
Like a crybaby.
Like a crybaby, indeed. Everyone else is in the north sector of the building. Oh, there goes Adam.
No, I'm still here.
North sector of the building in various hallways and storage lockers. Let's see... Imperials will soon be there. This droid is going to make his way to Char Char. And you said you closed the door, right?
Yes. I braced it.
Oh, yeah, he braced it. That's why we can't leave.
That's true.
But wait, didn't Doc Ragbowsy pull that out?
Nope. Wasn't my turn.
No, Doc Zaz did.
Was it Doc Zaz?
Yeah.
Doc Zaz. Yeah. So Doc Zaz is right next to me, too, right? Oh, because I gestured for him to go out the door first.
Yes. So, this droid comes, and he's coming for you, Char-Char.
What? Doc Zaz is in front of him.
He used his last movement to back away. Do you want to re-roll initiative? Would you feel better if we re-rolled initiative?
No.
Anyone else?
I'm getting shot. Who the fuck cares?
Okay. He doesn't have a gun. He's got a truncheon hand. He has the same setup, shield and truncheon. Where the cattle is? Where's the beef? What do you mean, wonders where the cattle is? What does that mean?
I'm a rancher now. Oh. I have to. Yellowstone has become quite the cultural phenomenon, so I have to play into that too.
What is up with that? I haven't watched that show.
It is cattle ranching in Montana, Wyoming,
Montana.
Is that where Yellowstone is?
Who the hell is Joe Montana?
Yellowstone, Montana.
All right. So what are we doing?
Huff and paint.
Apparently, nice. This droid has the shield on the left and the
gasoline,
and the truncheon on the right, and he is going to come at you, Char-Char.
Come at me, bro.
I'm gonna Don't give him tase a boost. Me, bro.
Hey, wait!
I'm giving him a boost because he was sprinting down the hallway at full speed.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Does Pi's boost for whatever that thing he did with
No, I have to call it at the beginning of the round.
Yeah, yeah. And it only affects you. It wouldn't affect this. It affects you when you attack.
It affects combat checks against them, but
wait, say it again? What is this?
It's combat checks against
them. Is it only one round though?
It didn't really specify.
Oh, I got it. So I'm gonna assume because you can't see my gestures.
I'm gonna assume like after like I used it last time, I have to wait some time. I would assume,
right. Or you have to use the cost again. Probably, it's probably unless it gives a duration, it's probably just a single round thing. Like that's it's something that you use.
A cost, but it said it is an active skill. So I just kind of assumed once I used it, I have to wait till the next round.
So then, if it's a skill, does it say that it's an action, or is it a maneuver?
Let me double check.
Because that could be something you can activate every turn. Or like every one of your turns, or however whatever it is.
Enemies within short range of the character's bonded animal adds a black dice to their next combat checks made against them.
Next combat checks. That was the previous droid. Also, it was the previous droid. This one wasn't
beside him when that happened.
Oh, this one? Yeah, no. This one. Do you have any, like, defense at all, Char-Char?
Yeah, I got defense.
How much?
One. For melee and range.
Alright, I think that's everything. Let me see if he's got any benefits to smacking Gungans.
He gets plus 8 to hit on Gungan smacks.
Yeah, pretty sure that I picked them because I made him specifically a Gungan destroyer.
Hairy Gungan destroyer or just regular Gungan?
I don't want to even respond to that statement because you called it a hairy Gungan.
Ooh.
It's like a really bad alcoholic beverage.
The hairy Gungan?
Yeah. It's when you sit there and drink whiskey all night.
Disney, make that canonical.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't have any other skills. He's just going to beat you with this truncheon.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
3 advantage, so the truncheon misses, but he does hit the door, and the door is, like, off the hinges now. You're not going to be able to close this door.
Okay.
And he's going to have a boost on his next turn. It will destroy this mechanical monster.
Can I go first? Okay, cool. Char-Char is going to grab that truncheon as it smashes into the door. And try to rip it off the robot's arms.
Hold on. What is its brawn? I'm giving you 2 setback for the door, and the droid won't take any boosts on its next turn. Whenever you want to make your check.
Alright.
3 success, 3 threat. Char-Char, take 3 strain, as when you pull this off, you make contact with electrical wires inside there, and it gives you the shocking of a lifetime.
That's exciting.
Do not resist.
So Char-Char has 2 truncheons now. What are the stats on those?
You only have 1, because the other one, Doc Zaz, pulled out of the door and did not give back to you, I believe.
What's the stats on the 1 truncheon I have?
Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Okay, who wants to go next? Unless Char-Char's gonna move.
Nope.
He runs down to Doc Zazz and hides behind him.
Kevin Costner wants to try his luck at picking that lock again.
Okay, it was the Zlarnio Gin Locker.
Yeah, the one that was requiring a skullduggery check instead of a computer's check.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
I'll give you... It's a hard check.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am prepared.
What a shot!
Three success, two threat.
Oh, I hit... Yeah. Why does it say piloting planetary? Oh, I hit the wrong one. If it's any consolation, I also have four green for skullduggery, so it'd be okay. The same roll either way.
We'll keep it again. Or keep it then. So, three success. Yeah, you managed to get the lock open, and it doesn't really look like everything is still intact. So, if you were happened to be hiding in there or whatnot, it was not like it'd be visible. But because you're not generally a physical door breaker, take two strain as you, Your fingers got mashed. Excuse me, a couple times.
My bothin fingers.
No.
Okay.
Got my slicers.
Okay, movement. Is there a light on in this room?
There can be. There's a switch. The same setup as the Imperial thing. There's a switch on the wall.
I would tap the switch and make my way in for a quick perception check. Then I'm good.
Perception check. Yeah, just an average.
See if I see anything of value. Wow, I failed.
Failure and three advantage. So this is it looks like it lacks organization in here. Things are just kind of all over the place. There's no real rhyme or reason. It looks like things have been moving in and out at random. So okay. It's not like they set something up in here. It's like they got this place, they stored some stuff in there, they may have taken some stuff out, but they put more stuff back in. It's just varying levels of bullshit.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean there's not useful information or information that potentially could be of use if you were to dig around.
That's okay. I am sufficient with my turn. I will, if you'll allow me to tuck myself away in the room.
Oh yeah, with your advantage, absolutely.
I am now tucked away in the room. You'd have to come in and actually look to see if I'm there.
Are you gonna turn the light off while you're tucked away?
Yes.
Okay. You're still carrying that case, right?
No, I dropped the case.
Did you?
Yeah, the case. I dropped it right in the hallway.
Oh,
back here, okay. So I can move more efficiently.
I got you. Hold on.
Yeah, then that's good for my turn. That's all I wanted to do was try to make my way in.
All right, but you do have all the ammo packs, except for the one that Ragbazi threw.
Yeah, Ragbazi's got one, which is fine. I ain't mad, bro.
It's on the floor.
It's on the ground in front of between me and Char-Char.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess it would be. No, you hit the droid. It's past Char-Char.
Yeah, you hit the droid with it, and the droid did not seem to care.
Yeah, you were just like, yes.
Sweet victory.
We got the two doctors.
The robot's right in front of, the droids right in front of Char-Char?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna run, and I'm gonna leap on Char-Char's back.
Okay. Alright.
You are now mounted, Char-Char. I'm gonna take aim, and I'm gonna shoot at the droid.
Okay. So you want me to give you a boost for aiming? If you're going to get a boost for aiming, it'll cost you two strain because you did run and jump onto Char-Char as a maneuver. Or you can just fire regular.
Fire regular.
Oh, damn it. Hold on, I closed mine. Okay. Whatever you want. Oh, failure and four advantages.
Oh no.
It's fun.
So I like to imagine, by the way, before we describe what happens, I like to imagine that at some point you installed, like, stirrups on Char-Char's gun harnesses, so that when you jump on his back, you just, like, shove your feet in there. I mean, I know it doesn't really mean much, but at least it's, like, stability.
My feet just go into his pants pockets.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
shoot and a miss, and I don't know. Can I pass on the boost with all that?
Yeah, you can also like turn the lights out, or we can say that you accidentally fired your grappling hook.
Does it latch him?
Do you want it to latch him? You have four advantage. If you want to choose a grappling hook, I'll give you a good amount of freedom to do what you want there.
No. Can we say that the blaster shot missed and hit some kind of light in the hallway behind him, and that hallway is dark now?
The whole strip, all the way from the back hall up to the doorway where you guys are, is dark.
Yes.
You just hear Lou, oh god! Yeah, for sure. And we'll use like three, well, everyone else in the party will have a boost on their turn.
Okay.
Because there's, yeah. We'll say there's three left over, unless you want to use three advantage for something else.
No, I'll pass on the boost.
Cool. Alright, Doc Saz.
I'm gonna shoot the droid.
Oh, that's right. God damn it, you've got that gun.
You've got that gun. Hey, I have a gun too.
Yeah, but he's got that gun. I'm gonna remember it reflect this time though and put two. Oh, no, because you specifically went behind. No, this is a different droid. He's facing you. He has two setback for reflect for your attack. Yeah, I think we're good.
I think you're no.
Actually, oh wait, no, I have to upgrade it because, I mean, technically I should be upgrading it twice because Char Char and Doc Ragbazi. I'll just do it one time though. You can fire whenever. Okay, five success, three threat. Man, three threats enough to hit somebody. So you have five plus your 10, which is 15 damage. Golly.
And it crits, right?
No, those are threat. So your gun's jammed.
The crit's only on an advantage.
Yeah.
Yes.
You crit. Technically, you have a crit in the opposite direction. Your gun is now jammed. And it looks like it's either going to take a whole turn to clear, or you're going to have to figure something else out. I forgot to give you a boost. Hold on, let me add another boost to you there. So 16 and 2 threat. Still the same thing. You just do an extra point of damage. Alright, he won't get any more positives from that. But now it is the droid's turn. The droid is going to slam Char Char with his riot shield.
Domo.
It's just the hallway behind him is dark. I'm gonna give Char Char a setback, or give the droid a boost because he's attacking from the shadows.
But Char Char,
I can't do that. There was a positive for Dr. Agbazia.
I was gonna say, and Char Char is used like his bestial senses.
Okay, he's just gonna hit you with the shield.
Domo.
Two advantage.
Feel the flow, Char Char.
Feel the flow.
Sorry, I thought he was
feeling. He manages to knock the truncheon out of your hand.
Yes.
The droid, as he goes to bash you, it just kind of pushes you back, but you were in the process of like getting the truncheon ready to attack, and it's now knocked out of your hand. You can pick it up, it's gonna cost a maneuver.
Are we top of the order?
We are top of the order.
Char Char is going to look at the truncheon, and his eyes are going to glow red, and he is going to look back at the robot and backhand it in the face.
Char Char is going to imagine his eyes turning red. And you're going to backhand him in the face there, eh?
Yeah. Like, canonically, that's what his eyes do, though.
I don't believe that's true, but you can
that
go ahead and give
it. Very true. I've been doing that for a while.
No, you've been saying it the past 2 days.
No. We don't have to record. No.
Just because the saying is you see red doesn't mean your eyes actually turn red.
Well, Char Char can use the force. I just haven't been using it.
His force power is turning his eyes red?
That yeah. is somehow surprising and at the same time not surprising at all.
Yeah.
Like, I am equally shocked and not shocked. Now.
Can I, you know what? Can I use the force points on that, Zach?
What do you tell me what you're doing and read me the what force ability you're utilizing?
I don't remember. Char-Char can augment his strength though.
Okay. How many dice do you get to roll? Get a five. What's your force rating?
One? Oh, I don't have any on that. How are we doing that with Char-Char? Because he's half gassed, remember?
Guest, not yeah. Gas.
All gas, no bricks, baby.
Yeah, right?
That 100% sounds like Char-Char.
Well, I can't find it, so I guess we'll just ignore it for now. Do you want Brawl?
Well, I mean, yeah. You didn't add any of your force stuff?
I just don't know where to find it. I'm kind of...
It's at the bottom of your combat page. You just didn't add anything.
Yeah, I didn't add anything. Because we were kind of winging it when we first started, too.
Kind of, but kind of not. Like, the wording was important, but it's whatever. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm just going to roll.
I mean, you have at least one force die. Can we put it on there or no?
No, that's fine. Because we never really put a skill into there.
All right. It's enhance, but go ahead.
That's what he was doing.
So do you want me to add that or no?
No. I mean, you can. I can add it too. All
right, then you add it. That's fine. Go for it. Roll your die whenever you're ready. You didn't add it.
Yeah, that's fine, though. Didn't need it.
Okay. Two success, a threat, and a triumph. Okay, Char-Char. As you take one strain for what you're doing to your body, how do you do this?
He just backhands the robot in the face because he's pissed at it.
Okay.
And, like, smashes it into the wall. I got a triumph, right?
Yeah.
Head destroyed.
So, head destroyed?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine, but if you will recall, you've already
I know. The core is in the chest. Char-Char, I got you. Char-Char being in his enraged state doesn't care.
I like how you backhanded him. You like bitch slapped his head off his shoulders.
Yeah. Like, clearly this is not going to disable this thing, but...
Yeah, that strain is because you used the back of your hand, and it hurt real bad because he's made of metal.
Well, okay, so let's say... Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it probably stung, but like,
I'm giving you strain because you have one threat.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm just verbalizing why you're giving it to you. I'm narrating, Adam.
No, I was just saying it probably was numb because he probably.
So that was that's a, you have what, four brawn plus two success is six. Apart from the head coming off its shoulders, it doesn't appear like it still is like ready to go. Like, the shield is still there, but you went over the shield. All right, who wants to go next?
Wait, how big was the smoke cloud?
The truncheon arm is still at zero?
The arm?
Yeah.
Still at zero? Yeah, absolutely.
Would you also agree that since I'm on Char-Char, I don't require my legs?
Yeah.
Cool. Force move. I'm picking up that arm and I'm hitting him.
Okay, I believe there are rules for using them to cause damage, right?
Are you hitting the droid or Char-Char?
Yes.
Ooh.
I guess we'll find out.
That's what I wasn't sure about. Like, I have the basic move power. I didn't upgrade anything else on it.
Let me check. I've got one of the core rule books that should have force.
So I just didn't know, like, is it the same as just, like, tossing damage and I just roll force for it?
I'm not sure. Force power move. Do you have any upgrades?
No.
Okay. I'll let you swing it it'll just do the truncheon damage. And you'll get success for whatever you do there. Do you want to roll your force die for that then? Let me clear this. Yeah, you can go ahead and roll your force die. Yeah, a light side, we'll say that's, what, six damage? Because the truncheon does five, I believe? Yeah, five. That sound all right to you?
Yeah.
And you batter this droid with this truncheon, its own truncheon. You beat this droid with this droid.
With my feet securely in Char-Char's pocket, I fling the truncheon to smack the droid some more with my two fingers in my left hand as I'm gripping with my right. And I turn my head and yell, Kevin! Kevin, where are you? Kevin!
Leku wildly flying out of the ninja suit.
I enjoy that he keeps looking for Kevin Costner.
Yeah, I think that's Doc Greg Bozzi's turn.
Okay. We got Zaz and Kevin Costner, I believe, left.
Kevin would like to look some more to see if he can find anything of, like, any important documents or whatnot in that room.
Are you going to turn the lights back on?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and roll. Okay, what are you... You can do skullduggery if you're looking for secret hidden, for things that may be hidden, or you can roll perception to just kind of dig through the stuff. If you're looking for, like, oh, I'm trying to find something that may have a hidden compartment, or something that may have been purposefully buried under specific items, would be more skullduggery.
Then that's what we're doing.
Okay. It's set for you. Just average.
Dull skuggery. Dull skuggery. Let me do this real quick. Dull skuggery. And away we go. Bow.
To advantage. So you notice in the very, very back, which you would have to like climb over stuff to get there, there seems to be like a safe of some sort with a digital lock.
Yes.
And it would take at least one maneuver to get started and then another maneuver to get to the back to be able to reach this. The same for getting out, because you're going to be like crawling over stuff and like making your way like through this debris to get to the safe. So if you want to start, you can use one of your maneuvers still, or you could suffer strain and use both your maneuvers.
I will suffer strain and get there.
Okay, so yeah, once we get to we'll go ahead and let's see. This is a high tech looking piece of equipment.
I gotta go take my strain. Oh no!
You remove setback, right?
Yes, 2 black.
Okay. All right, you can roll your slice check. Computers.
Computer controller is hard to beat.
Computer.
Oh, I failed, but I have advantage.
Whoa, how did you... You've never failed. Well, I guess that's not true. You failed that one. Yeah. 2 failures and an advantage. Yeah, you don't lock yourself out, but it's going to... It's a digital lock, okay. And there's a keypad, but also you plugged in, and you don't know... You're not able to crack this key code. It's longer than you expected it to be. It's not like a simple 4-digit code or 8-digit code. This is like a chain of numbers.
Okay.
But you know that you can crack it with time, so.
Okay. Right, acceptable.
All right, Doc says.
I'm going to spend my turn unjamming my rifle.
Okay. I'll allow you to do a maneuver if you want. If you want to like back up anywhere or whatever. Otherwise...
No, I'm just leaning against the wall, just jamming my rifle.
Nonchalant. Okay. This headless droid is going to attack Char-Char again.
Okay. Does he get any disadvantage for being headless?
I mean, I'm going to give him a setback.
Okay.
But, like, he's a security droid. They're meant to kind of be able to function at limited capacity, diminished capacity.
Oh, that's fine.
An advantage.
Wow, that's, you guys real bad at swinging.
That's too much. I was gonna have him not smack Ragbazi's arm and Ragbazi falls backwards, but his legs are still tucked in. But I think one advantage is not enough to do that. Let's see. Oh, he swings his shield, doesn't hit Char-Char, but hits the truncheon and knocks it out of your force grip, and it slides down the hall towards the weapon crate.
Oh, that's fine.
Cool. All right,
I wasn't planning on holding, I was just planning on hitting the ones.
Yeah, he's tired of that shit.
Everything I throw is ineffective!
And I'm gonna use the Starkside point, because now across the comms, You get another announcement.
Bing bong. Remain at your desks. On your desks. The Sarlacc threat is being investigated. Currently, the Imperial forces have arrived, and they are searching the building. There apparently was some sort of silent alarm tripped, so please remain at your desks, remain calm, and have a great day.
And he hangs up the thing.
So they're still looking for a Sarlacc.
There's remain at your desk, remain on your desk.
It's like the opposite of an earthquake drill.
Make no sudden movements or noises. Okay. Char-Char wants to... So, what's this droid looking like in front of him?
Not good. Not good. It's looking like a strong breeze might be able to knock him out.
Char-Char's gonna kick it square in the chat. No, okay. I say kick. He's gonna punch it straight.
You mean kick if you want. It'll be the same brawl check.
Will it?
Yeah. Do you have a separate check for your arms and legs with different skills?
I don't know. It depends because
we could make a custom skill for you later and have it just be legs.
he gets plus 40 to hit on left-footed kicks as long as they're roundhouses.
I almost said that.
I just imagine Ragbazi trying to hold on for a roundhouse kick. Legs come out of pockets.
Tornado kick.
Tornado.
Shoryuken! No, I only said that because he's got the shield gauntlet on his arms.
Okay.
So definitely punch.
Three success, two threat. Yeah, so you shove this droid and its own shield smashes into its body. It falls over, does not get up.
Erotic.
Easy boy.
Blue peeks around the corner. We'll say currently initiative. Done. Holy cow, you guys beat the droid. That's awesome. We gotta get out of here, though. Did you hear that? There's gonna be Imperials here any minute. We can't go down the elevator.
Lou, is that you? Lou, where are you?
Looks at him and hisses. He just goes...
Oh! He ducks back around.
It's dark. Can we see him?
You can smell him. Okay. No, you can't see. I mean, there's a little bit of light coming out of here, so you see a silhouette that looks vaguely Rodian, like a head, as he peeks around. But, I mean, really, there's nothing to see.
Oh, Lou, you rascalian, you. Get over here.
Now you got me really concerned.
I'm gonna try to usher Char-Char to move forward.
Char-Char, what's your discipline? Or are you just gonna go?
Yeah, you'll go. Char-Char's in control again. He's just doing it because he wants to fuck with Lou.
Are you two the only ones left alive?
I don't know. I was calling for Kevin, but he never showed up.
Oh, maybe the droid's gone. We gotta get out of here. There's a staircase that looks to the east, but I don't know if that's a good idea either.
Says Kevin!
If only we had a real big hole. Some sort of unexpected exit. Wait, are they both still alive? So y'all four still alive.
Sass!
Only.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I'm still screaming.
Kevin's still waiting to try to hack this thing again, so...
Oh, yeah. Let me do that real quick.
He's just gotta wait and see if he can hack the planet or not.
I'm gonna give you a boost for that advantage. Go ahead and try again.
Come on, show me potato salad. I failed again.
Two failures and a threat.
An advantage, not a threat.
I'm sorry, an advantage. You didn't get it open. Again, though, it's one of those things where you need more time. But time is not something that you have.
How big is this safe?
Char-Char would have a difficult time, but he could probably move it if he could get to it.
Oh, I really want to force push this. Or force move this.
Yeah, so I'd say it's probably like silhouette ones. Probably.
Oh, that's fine. I can do up to silhouette two with my force powers. Do I have the name of this group?
You know who's assigned to which locker. You know that it's a Zlardio Jin.
Oh, okay. He'll kind of be pissed and walk back out and go pick up his crate of guns.
Well, it's going to take you two maneuvers to get over the to get out of the room, unless you want to try to make an athletics check.
God.
It'll be average with a setback just due to all the nonsense.
Who wants to see my one green die against an average roll?
A threat. Yes, now is when you put your foot through a box.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
I'll slowly make my way out. That's fine. We're out of combat right now, technically, aren't we?
I guess that's true. Yeah. At the other end of the hall, you don't hear this, you're too far away, but you hear another pounding from the other door at the other end of the hall. So Char-Char and Doc Ragbazi would hear it, and Lou, you probably hear Lou going, "What the hell is that?" Turning around to face the other hall. Now he's backing towards you guys. "We gotta get out of here, they're coming at us from all directions. Big guy, what are you gonna do?"
You know what? I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you, but like, we actually haven't heard from Gus.
Gus is
got drugged.
He's been drugged.
Is this actually something Gus wants to do?
Lou said this is something. Lou said this is something that Gus and their old crew had always wanted to do.
How much do we actually know about Lou, though?
This is true. We should interrogate him.
Ew, Char. Ew.
I did interrogate him. He didn't like it.
No, but he does seem like he's not. I say, when you first interrogated him, it didn't seem like what he was saying then was any sort of lie or anything. But our situation is: here come the Imperials. We gotta get out of here. What do y'all do?
Whose turn is it?
If there are no turns, I have a soft timer going until the Imperials arrive. Actually, you know what? Everybody roll initiative. I'm gonna roll for Lou. Yeah, go ahead, roll prepared. Or whichever one is better for you. It doesn't matter. So whichever one is better.
Whichever one is better for me.
Uh-huh.
Bam! Kevin's always cool.
Okay. I'm gonna use Lou's turn, not only for Lou, but to kind of progress my timer. So, okay. PC turn. Who wants to go first?
I mean, Char-Char is just gonna look around through his berserk haze and then like, kind of shake his head a little bit and go,
right. So...
He's gonna tap his comms on his ear and just go,
So... We're leaving, right?
And then that'll be his turn.
Okay.
Because nobody replied.
I'm going to lean over Char-Char's shoulder and hit the comm that is in his ear and say yes.
Okay.
And then Char-Char is going to head towards the elevator.
Can I command Char-Char to pick a blue on our way out?
Yeah.
Okay. For those listening, me and Char-Char are bonded. And I am his beastmaster.
So this is probably, we have an old campaign that hasn't quite made it to the air yet. This is where these characters come from, but they've been in a lot of other stories. So Char-Char, Adam's character, is a genetically modified Gungan. He's got a big old bushy beard, and he's also kind of part animal.
He also wears sunglasses.
He also wears sunglasses. He never takes them off. Doc Ragbazi is a Twi'lek.
Paraplegic Twi'lek.
He's paraplegic, uses the Force to walk secretly, but because Char-Char has animalistic nature, we've agreed that if Pi, Doc Ragbazi, wants to use Beastmaster skills on Char-Char, we allow it. So I thought it would be fun, and it has not. It has not been anything other than fun yet, so...
Yeah, it's been amazing.
It's been pretty great. Yeah, so you're just going to have him grab Lou?
Yeah. On our way out.
All right, how are you guys going out? Because you can have him move. If you want Char-Char to move away, that's how I will allow Char-Char to move, is I will allow you to move for him because he gave up his turn.
Yeah, we're going to head towards the elevator. As far as okay. You can.
All right.
Come on, Zaz, we got to go. Let's go.
And Lou, you grab Lou. You grab Lou, and you guys make it to about the junction of the hallways. And you just hear, bing. And the elevator, the floor, whatever you're on, lights up. And the number starts getting smaller as the elevator begins to progress its way to the ground level.
I still have time to do one more thing, or do I need to pass it up?
What was that? That was the NPC's turn, so...
Okay.
It's someone else. It's either Kevin or Zaz's turn now.
Well, Kevin's nowhere near you guys, so he probably needs to make his way back.
That's true. You can make it to your weapons if you use both maneuvers, or if you sacrifice your action to make it to your...
I will use both to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I will, as an incidental, call on the radio and be like, I'm back to my weapons. Let's go.
Do you want to use your action to pick up the...
Oh, I don't get my action.
Oh, you did sacrifice. I thought you meant you used both maneuvers and spent strain. But you.
Oh,
used...
No. I can't spend any more strain.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Doc says, what you doing?
There's another way out besides the elevator, right?
Stairs. You saw a sign for stairs at the end of the east hallway. But there is also another door between you and there. Not that it really matters. It's like an emergency exit. So, I mean, well, it is a medium security facility. So, yeah, this it's probably a locked door, but there's a keypad on it.
I'm moving with Greg Bozzi and Char-Char.
It's Lou.
Everyone's leaving me alone.
Oh. Can I move over to help him carry that case?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So there's likely a handle on each end also, so if you grab another side, you guys can, two people can carry it, no problem. Okay, top of the order. You guys can, anyone can go.
How large would you say my cape is?
I don't recall. Was this Lando, one of Lando's capes that you stole?
yes it was.
I would say it probably has a collar, and it probably goes at least, like, to your ankles.
Ah, dang.
Why?
Okay, never mind.
I mean, how long did you expect to be? Did you expect to have a train? Like,
long enough, like Spawn's cape?
Char-Char is going to take the stairs.
Okay, the door is locked still? It's got a keypad on it.
Char-Char is going to punch the door.
Okay, let me set up a dice pool. Okay, it's daunting with a setback because it's a door. Holy cow.
All of the luck went to you today.
So four successes, two threat. You're going to take two more strain. What's your strain at, Char-Char? Close to your threshold, are you?
Fairly close.
What's fairly close? Give me a numerical value.
Like one?
Awesome. Char-Char is panting at this point in time, but the door, with a solid dent in the middle, is open. He punched it so hard, it like bent inward just enough to unlatch and creakily swung inward as it drags part of it on the ground. Who wants to go next?
He's visibly panting right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hop off him.
What?
You're right, bud? Bud, what's the matter? What's the matter? And I'm gonna, like, get up close to his face like you would, trying to soothe a horse.
Yeah.
As I use...
Is oh, no. What are you gonna use? I'm terrified.
Whip out one of those little collapsible cups and pour him a drink of water.
Yeah!
I'm gonna get up and, scritch the scruff of his beard and use soothing tone on Char-Char.
Oh my god, what is soothing tone?
It sounds great.
Once per encounter, when riding a beast, well, I'm going to assume I'm still riding him, like I'm trying to help him out.
Yeah,
perform soothing tone action, which is an average knowledge genealogy check. If successful, the beast recovers strength equal to successes to heal the number of...
Woo!
All right, I set up your average check. By the way, for anyone watching, we have 5 light side points and now 0 dark side points.
They okay, won't hang on. No, I want to upgrade that. I don't care.
Yeah? All right, make your xenology check, Doc. A success and an advantage. So you get one strain recovered.
Excellent.
He pants slightly less.
I need to get you some whiskey, bud. Let's go. And then, I'm going to lead the way. I'm going to jump in the stairwell.
I believe Char-Char's whiskey bottle was broken when we first got in here or something.
Which whiskey bottle? Char-Char has multiple.
Well, the one you have left, I believe, also has, like, other, like, rubbing alcohol in it, so you can make a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, that's right. Corillian Reserve 0. Sad day.
Molotov cocktail.
Alright, you kick the door open, and you hear footsteps approaching from below. Well-regimented plasteel footsteps.
Right into the sand time.
There's only stairs down?
There's roof access. That's and fine. There's the roof. It's the I'll say that's the NPC turn. Now they are coming up the stairs. At the other end of the hallway, you hear another bing, and the numbers slowly begin to ascend to your level.
Sounds like capital T there.
John, did you run away, John?
Oh, I assumed we were moving the box with the group.
Oh yes, we need to go move the box. Since we're working together, which will leave my hand free.
All right. So you guys all made it to the ladder well. Are you? Who's in front? And what are we doing?
I don't know if we should go down, guys. It sounds a little dicey over there.
Lou is just whimpering.
I don't want to die today, man.
All right, up it is. I'm gonna run up.
Do y'all follow up the stairwell?
I will say if we
all go up the stairwell, I will let everyone go up the stairs, and we can make a check to see if you can barricade the door, or lock it, or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow. I'm gonna start pulling the case up the stairs. I guess I'm not sure what Kevin's doing.
Yeah. We're going up the stairs with right, the case.
The tears of Lou streak the halls. As you make your way to the roof, and...
As an incidental, can I backhand him very gently and tell him to stop it?
Sure. Yeah, as you...
Sure.
You manage to... Once you get to the roof and put the... And you guys get up there and have a moment to put the case down, you just slap him. Who wants to try and lock and secure the door?
I had pretty good luck securing a door.
It seems like something Lou should do. He hasn't done anything else.
He's gonna have a lot of setbacks because you guys have been harassing him all night long. Just so you know.
I have medical checked him and comforted him.
Yes, he has been comforted.
He doesn't have skullduggery, actually. It's not part of his skill set. I mean, I could have him roll cunning?
I think
his cunning is pretty decent.
Kevin will set this. So we're on the roof, correct?
Yeah, he has 4 cunning.
So do I.
Oh. Okay.
I'm asking. We're on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Before I barricade, I want to know what is like. How high up are we?
It's essentially the second floor, but it's the building's part of it is raised a little higher. So you're like on the second and a half floor. So maybe what 25, 30 feet off the ground.
Okay. This is the only door I see that leads to the roof access.
Yes.
Okay, then I will barricade the door.
All right. I've got difficulty set.
And
average, yep. Oh.
Cool. Boost.
All right, I got it boosted. It's going to be average with a setback, because it is a door that is meant to be, like, openable, but at the same time, it's not that difficult.
And I fail again. My God.
I'll let you try. With 2 advantage, I'll let you try again.
Okay, we'll click it again. There we go.
All right, yeah. So you managed to get the door locked. And since you had an advantage also, they're not going to immediately approach the upstairs. They're going to go to their locker first. So you have a little bit of time to figure out how to get off of this roof. You do notice on the west side of the building, There seems to be a lot of, there's lights, there's some commotion, it's probably where all their speeders are, in front of the building.
Down is an option.
The east looks like there's nothing really going on over there, so there's some industrial type buildings and maybe some scrublands.
Scrubs.
How high up are we?
25, 30 feet.
Cool. I'm going to Superman dive off the ledge and shoot my grappling hook on the ledge.
Grappling hook, right. This seems quite daring.
I mean, for Superman, not really.
I don't know how. I don't want to kill Dr. Agbazi, but I feel like this is a difficult.
Ah, but you see, Dr. Agbazi is conditioned.
All part of the plan.
From the years of drug use. That's
I remove
fair.
One black. Die per rank of condition from athletics and coordination checks.
Wow,
reducing
that's cool.
The damage and strain suffered from falling by one per rank of conditioned.
I was actually gonna say it was either athletics or coordination. So yeah, I've removed the setback. So now it's just a hard check.
Dun, dun, dun. Yep. One advantage.
So you turn. And you're like, in your mind, you are Batman, right? You jumped off, you're like, ha-ha, you turn and you fire. But when you fire, it pings off the side of the building. But you manage to land in a bank of snow, reducing, we'll say, since you already reduced the damage, it's not going to do any more damage, but you're going to have to use a maneuver to get yourself out unless someone pulls you out.
Okay.
It hits the building, you hit the ground, and then a second later you hear the grappling hook ping off of the sidewalk. Ping!
That'd be, that's my move.
Anyone else wanna go? We're gonna take it out of turn. We're no more turn order, so freeform that stuff.
Kevin's gonna throw the, case he's carrying over the edge.
Okay.
Unbeknownst to Doc Zazz, it was still hanging on to the other side.
Nah, man. You got out of there.
Yeah, you chucked the case. It does not hit Doc Ragbazi. It lands safely in the bank of snow near Ragbazi.
Good.
So you just hear Ragbazi, a Ragbazi-shaped hole in the snow with some moans coming out of it. And then, like, 3 feet north of it, this huge crate of weapons slams into the ground safely, and all the snow that was surrounding it just kind of like craters outward. So now Ragbazi is covered in snow.
Okay. Then I, as Kevin Costner,
yeah,
last of the Bothans, cattle ranching extraordinaire, I would like to look at the remaining crew members that are up on the roof, and tell them I'll see you down there, and I want to jump and use force move to try to like push against that case that's on the ground as I go down to like soften the blow.
Featherfall.
It's kind of like shitty bungee jumping.
Yes.
Roll a single force die.
Okay.
Unless you have two. Do you have two?
I have one.
Okay, roll your force die.
Oh no!
You're gonna take, so fall damage is pretty serious game.
Oh yes, as long as it is 9 or less.
Oh yeah, it'll probably be less than 9.
9 or less.
Okay, so it's gonna be an average athletics check, and instead of full damage, I'll only give you half damage. But also, for every success, you reduce the strain damage by one, or by the physical damage by one, and every advantage, you lose once it reduces strain by one. So this is medium range, so it would be 30 regular damage and 20 strain damage.
Oh god, this is bad.
I'm also gonna give you. No, you're not going for the snow. You're going for the crate. Yeah.
I'm pushing off the crate. I'm trying to land on in the snow, but I'm pushing off the crate to slow me down.
Okay, I'll give you a boost then. Do you want an upgrade at all?
Yes.
All right, give me that life side point. Om nom 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 nom. Okay.
And that's an athletics check?
Athletics or coordination.
Oh god. Oh, coordination? Bet. Oh god.
I was like, one of these have to be okay for you.
How?
Oh no.
So here's the thing. You did roll a force die in there, that shouldn't have been in there, but it came with dark side. If you want to take, I think it's 2 strain, I will allow you to take a dark side, a move on the dark side scale, and we'll turn it into just 4 advantage, no failure. I'll allow you to, you're only going to take like, we'll say you'll take 8 damage.
Done.
Okay.
Done. Cool. Kevin's looking pretty rough, guys.
From the star-shaped hole in the snow, can I fire my grappling hook back up to the roof?
You have to retract it first, and I want to see if it hurts you. Because you're laying down.
How cute does it hurt?
Like, you're going to have to, like, retract it. I'm assuming it's, like, a fairly quick retract since there's no weight on it.
Yeah.
Okay, let me roll a force die real quick. Oops. Yeah, it's whipping back like a loose hose. And it's going to, as it's coming back, before it goes into the barrel, it hits you in the chest. Take a damage and a strain.
Why?
Oh. But you have it, and you can fire it back up if you want.
Can I do a perception check to see if there's a fire escape ladder?
You notice, on the north edge of the building, as you look around, there absolutely is a fire escape ladder.
Yeah, I'm gonna go take the fire escape.
I was waiting for someone to look, and nobody looked. Yeah, you absolutely could walk out. You could get to the ladder and slide down like a Ghostbuster, real fast at the bottom. We'll say you're at the bottom of the ladder on the north side of the building.
Can Char-Char follow?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Char-Char could follow.
All right, cool.
I got you, buddies. I'm still firing the grappling hook.
I said medium range. Excuse me, go ahead and shoot your hook.
Is that range light?
Yeah, you can just use the same roll as your scalpel. Scalpel is the name of his gun, by the way. Because he's a doctor. Yeah, you managed to set the hook, and it's on the edge of the building. And you at least have pulled it, wound it up enough to where, like, you raised, like, Dracula from the ground. Do you continue to go up, or are you just kind of lifting yourself up?
Just lifting myself up, kind of getting under the box to kind of rig like a zipline.
Oh, I got it, guys. Oh, it's safe to come down.
As Char-Char and Zaz walk around from the north side around the corner. yeah, you guys just see a grappling hook now on the roof, leading straight down to an orange tree leg dangling on top of, like, sitting on top of this ammo or this weapons crate with the grappling hook wrapped around one of the handles, and Kevin Costner nearby on a half mound of snow, and they both look real rough.
Uh-oh. Kevin's just laying there twitching.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. He's not unconscious, but he's not doing great.
Can I make my way to Kevin and do a medical check on him?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, since we're technically kind of out of combat, if everybody wants to make a cool or a discipline check to recover some strain, that is acceptable as well.
Yes. Kevin wishes for many things, and that is one of them.
Cool or discipline?
Yep, whichever is better. Your choice.
Oh, shit.
So technically it's 1 success per strain recovered, but if you get 2, I'll say 2 advantages are also a strain recovered.
So,
hooray, I got 2. I get to recover 2.
John, would you say 3. We are outside in nature?
Yeah, I'd say we're outside in nature.
Cool.
Nature, Goulet.
I mean, you're in the snow. It's close to nature you're going to get in this town. 3 success, there you go. By the way, where's the hot dog cart? Did you bring it here? I don't recall. Did you bring the hot dog cart, or is it still at Lou's sister's place?
I thought it was still at Lou's sister's place.
Okay, it's at Lou's. Yeah, so, how are you guys, you want to do a medicine check still? Yeah. What's your, on Kevin Costner, recovery checks, since he has more than half of hit points down... Oh. It's an average check. Do you have any boosts to your medical stuff. I'm assuming you do. You're a doctor.
I'm going to toss him a med patch.
I have a physician's kit, which is a boost die to a medicine check.
Okay.
Also add one advantage to all medicine checks.
Cool. And what did you say, Rekbazi? You're throwing him a what?
I'm going to hand Doc Zaz a band-aid or a med patch.
Which one is that? Is the one that gives him a boost or...?
Once per med check, one advantage, one success.
Okay, cool. Go ahead and roll your medicine check. So that's three success, and that's it. Because you have the success and advantage that cancels out the threat. So three success, Kevin recovers three wounds and three strain.
Kevin looks so much better.
Wait, what did...
Yeah, Kevin, like, all of a sudden, his eyes open back up. Hit him with some adrenaline. Ah.
Did you say you want adrenaline there, bud? Hang on a second.
With that, Kevin springs to life. Everyone is gathering around the weapons crate to figure out how to get back to Lou's sisters, their hideout. And we'll end the episode there. We hope you enjoyed the show. This is the penultimate episode of Life Day 2022, so there's just one more to come. If you enjoy the show, please give us a rating and review and thumbs up, like, or whatever it is. It helps us, and it helps the show reach more people. You can check out our links to our Ko-fi, our website, and all that jazz at linktr.ee/Tales of the Outer Rim. And I'll see you next time for the finale. May the Force be with you. I'm gonna go get some more.